Hey guys. Hey guys. Welcome to episode 1 of season 3 of the After Show. So many ofs, but I'm really excited. It's 2023. And with me again, I have my usuals. Today we're not going to do Adrian because we really don't like him anymore. This guy hasn't even sent us anything from Thailand. Has he sent anything?
No New Year anything? Gift or anything. Well, he sent me New Year's money. I don't know about you guys.
For sure.
Yeah, no shit.
Yo, like my heart is breaking.
Now you know where you lie. Now you know
chill. Are you serious?
Did he send you anything?
Kalunji,
nope.
I have Kalunji, Marcus, and David here with me. They've been on the show some of the previous episodes. I don't know if you remember them, but they're going to again tell us who they are. Because I feel like I always need to know this information all the time.
What up?
Because
guys?
I have a lot of Lugambo. Okay, now you can't talk. You can't talk.
What up, guys? This is Marcus. I've been in a couple of episodes, I think. If I was sober, yes, but...
He was not sober!
I think I was. So, yeah, I'm here. I don't know what else I should add.
And David, I don't know. You've recorded with us before, right?
Actually, I haven't. This is my...
Ah! Are you serious? This is always around.
For real?
This is all because of Gabriel.
No.
Wait, eh?
Wow, look at that. You know what?
I've heard of the podcast. I know you guys do a podcast, the After Show, but I've never actually recorded with you guys, so it's my first time.
Okay, well, welcome. Well, that was David. Well, this episode is going to be out of like the usual that we do to enter into 2023. We wanted to get like out of the normal, out of like doing anime all the time and just talk about life in general. So
our in-house
top G.
Well, I'm excited. As I said, we're going to just talk about life now. Probably talk about our life. Mostly, some of it revolves around anime. Like, we keep on referring back to like some anime that we've watched in our conversation. So, of course, it's going to come up. So, don't get scared. We're still an anime podcast. But we have, of course, Kalunji here again with us. Maybe you should say, what should people expect from me this 2023?
More cultured opinions about anime.
It's not that word cultured.
I mean, it's the standard. It's the standard.
It's a synonym.
It's a standard. It's
another word to mean that something.
What?
Synonym.
Why?
Synonym. Another synonym of culture.
Listen, if it's not
Google,
broken, why are you trying to fix it?
Gabriel, Google.
Nothing. Wait. First, hold on.
Bougie, there's a Rush reference. He's already playing his role as the resident bougie band.
No. I was just saying, she asked for synonyms for culture.
Like yeah.
Artistic, enlightened.
That should be the list of our problems, though.
Well, I asked the question, like, what should people expect from me this 2023 without choosing the word culture?
Respected opinions.
Nope. Yeah. Urbane opinions.
Like Munch opinions.
I've been following this workout lifestyle thing, and I feel like I'm going to like triple it this year. I'm not going to chop any days. I'm gonna stick to my calories and.
Is it in calories?
Yes.
Yeah, the man is getting his bag.
Yeah, you know, like up. You know, I was watching this thing some time back about how like. Back then when you're like 20s, 30s, chicks don't look at you, they look at the other bigger guys.
But now you are.
Now
like
you have reached that level and you're like, you know what, you're going to be the biggest, baddest guy.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
That's not a bad path, man. It's not a bad path.
Yeah, that's nice.
That sounds like some very deep origin story. My lord. I can't wait to see what you turn out to be.
David, what should people expect from me this year? Like, generally, in general sense.
I think I'm just going to be more going, happier. So, not life of the party, no. But I'm going to be my best version. Let me see. Last year was fucked up. God knows how we ended the year.
Here we go again.
Wait, I'm not accusing you.
This man takes any chance to attack me for this.
I'm just saying, I had a plan when I moved to Kampala.
And I have meandered.
And I've had a devil on my shoulder all the way. I want to SCJ, but it's all good. So this year I'm just hoping to be a little bit calmer. Like, yeah, I'm be more social, be more outgoing here and there. And yeah, enjoy my 2023.
Enjoy his 2023. Well, okay. So the way we're going to this guy already says something to do with culture. What other word did you use? I don't even understand.
He said Aben and erudite.
Aben? That sounds like someone's name. So let's just chill and leave. Well, so I googled. questions to ask strangers. So I fell on this website called parade.com.
Parade.
I don't even know what this shit is. But it says 400 wacky, wild, and totally fun questions to ask anyone, including friends, family, and even strangers. So the first question that I will ask everyone is, so it's very weird. What is your favorite sleeping position of all time?
Gabriel, I guess it depends on the temperature. Now, I'm very passionate about these things. So it depends about that. Depends on the temperature. If it's very hot, that belly down, one leg out the blanket, one hand under the pillow pose. You know the one?
One leg.
Yeah, that's the one.
One leg out the
one
blanket.
One leg out the blanket. Yeah.
You guys, I'm trying to do this like.
If it's really cold, you know when you fold the feet under the blanket, like you fold the, you like make a human burrito type situation, you know? You roll the feet, you like raise the blanket and, you know what I mean? Don't look at me like that.
Yes.
My head is just getting more confused.
Yeah. So that your legs are not on the bed sheets, they are beneath. Your legs are sandwiched within blanket.
That's just strange. Okay,
it's warm.
Okay, Kalu.
What is yours?
Let's first go to Kalu.
Mine is what's it called? This basic one. You sleep on your side. Or the supine. That or the supine position.
What's supine?
I want to see the supine.
No, and
basic. Come on now.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, that and that. Yeah. Although people say that if you sleep like
back,
on your back, you get, what are they called? Sleep paralysis. You get that. You get that a lot. Yeah.
Apparently,
if you do
sleep
that.
Paralysis before.
No, sleep paralysis.
What? Well, like you can't wake. Your mind is awake, but you can't wake up. You can't
You can't move.
Really? You guys have.
That's
never.
Dope. There is nothing
really
dope about what I tell about.
Very scary. You
think you're dead.
It's
you think,
like you
you're,
think
dead.
You're dead.
You've never
you
got that shit before. Oh my
you
god.
You think you're dead?
Your mind literally gets awake. Like you are aware of your surroundings, but you just can't move your
you
body.
You can't move your body.
Like your body hasn't woken up.
Yeah.
That's stress or something.
What?
No. It's so scary.
Like I've gotten it like I think 3 times in my life.
My god. Really? Me, it was once and I had to
that
pray. I had to pray
scary.
About
yeah,
it.
You woke up. Now, how I wake up is I start praying. I'm like, God, I need to move my body. So I start like moving a little bit. Like I begin like shaking my shoulders and shit. It's like, guys, please. Like,
I thought I had died.
It's
no.
Bad. It's really, really
no,
bad.
No, Karuzi, no.
I'm telling you. It's
Nada.
It's really bad.
It's the worst experience you can go
it's
through.
Dude, that's
experience.
Freaky, man. That's freaky. That's too freaky.
You've seen that shit in movies. You've seen that.
Sleep paralysis, you guys get serious. That's movie stuff.
It's
you've seen it in movies, but
it's not.
True.
It happened.
It's true.
Seek medical attention.
You're aware.
Okay, do you ever like realize you're dreaming at any point?
Yes.
That is base level, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It has ever happened to you, right?
I
now,
so.
In one of those
so
cases where you try to run and you're slower than normal in a dream,
yes.
You're aware that you're dreaming. You're aware I'm only slow because I'm dreaming. But it feels real in that moment, right?
Yes.
But either way, baseline, you know it's a dream, right? So same thing here. Which one are you guys? Eyes open, eyes closed, sleep paralysis.
Mine just be eyes closed. Like,
what about you?
Are you trying to open?
Eyes closed also, eh? Okay.
Mine be like
so,
half open, I think.
Like you open enough to know you're awake.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But even if they are closed, like let me give an example. Like someone calls you when you're sleeping and you don't open your eyes. Yes, you hear someone has entered the room.
Yes.
But you just keep them closed, right? Same here. All you feel is you can't move your body. It's like you have a numb leg. It doesn't mean you're dead.
No, listen, bruh.
No,
let me try to explain this to you.
Uh-huh.
Close your eyes right now.
Uh-huh.
Close them.
Uh-huh.
You are aware of your surroundings, right?
Yes.
You know we are here, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
But now, it's
you can't move your body.
The only difference is that you cannot move your body.
You cannot move your body.
You want to move your body, but you can't. You get it? You get how scary that is?
Have you? This man has clearly never been blackout drunk before.
Okay, for me, I think I'll go with Gabby's thing also of it's about temperature. Because if it's cold, I sleep on top. If it's hot, I still sleep on top. And
but like position. Like,
position,
are you like big spoon, little spoon?
I'm more of this.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm more of like I hug the pillow
and
just like, yeah.
I guess anything actually.
You just black out and you just
no, most times I wake up like my face is planted, I've been drooling. I kick off the duvet. Like it's random. I may sleep like on my side and then I wake up. I don't have like an actual best. I haven't even given it to you guys are literally telling me about sleep paralysis from sleeping on your back right now. I'm thinking of fuck.
Okay, next question. Mm-hmm. What is the dumbest way you've been hurt?
Okay, this stuff was embarrassing. It was holidays, you know how everyone from, you know the flats where I would stay, yeah? So like everyone is home, all the kids are playing and stuff. We'd had Christmas lunch or whatever. I think I was like 8 years. We're riding bikes and guys were playing football. So I'm riding back and forth, you go around the guys, we're like, then this guy decided to like, I don't know if it was intentional or just how it happened, coincidence. They hit the ball, I was riding past, hit the front wheel. Hey!
Down!
Vroom! Head first on the front.
I
want
those head first. That's why I got this scar here. This one here.
So my boys laughed at me. I met their Christmas, just a highlight, and yeah, that was, it was very like, cause I was literally riding past. I had done that like how many times before, and then anyway, we live, we learn.
Am I getting more?
The one that stands out wasn't really it was more like a team effort. Two minds were put together to do this. So it was a very long time ago. Very, very long time. Primary, I go to the village with my mom and everyone. We all go to the well, like the borehole, the village borehole, deep down. It's a very proper, like proper steep slope. So we had this challenge, right? Go up the thing, like holding 2 5-liter jerry cans. We're very young. We're like in primary. This is too much to carry. 2 5-liter jerry cans, non-stop. Don't stop. Don't take breaks. Just go all the way. The weight will keep you grounded. You've got this. This is primary kid physics. So we go up the hill. I go up fast and slip and I fall. But I don't hit my face or anything. Just a chest shot to the boat, to the like the ground. It's not anything bad, right?
Yeah,
so my friend gets a brilliant idea.
And then you die like 10 years later.
My friend gets a brilliant idea. Like, no, the only reason that happened is you didn't have enough power going up the hill, right? So if we combine our efforts, the both of us can do this. I'm like, we got this. So you went up first this time, let me do it. The guy calls his 2 5-liter jerry cans and we pull banana things from the trees. So we tie it around this guy and like, we go, I will go up first and you come too. In case any of us tries to sleep, we will like pull each other up, right? I have this thing wrapped around my hand. I'm ready with all this Kampala kid energy. Ate in Mbale.
Bro, you're from Mbale?
Yeah, my mom's village is in Mbale, yes.
Really?
Yes, Kadoli type Mbale, dancing around circumcision type
Mbale.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's where my mom's from. So I'm half there.
You're close to me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm from Busia.
Ah, okay. Ah, that's not close, my friend.
Here's the difference.
Mbale, the kids run up a hill. Busia, the hills slide down to the people. It is not.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Busia land is flat. We don't even have any mountains.
Flat. That was
everything. He is massive. I want to expand my geography. Busia is flat.
And I was telling a story. So I go up like with all my energy. It ends horribly for both of us. I go up with everything I've got. This guy couldn't keep up, I think, so he slides and hits his face. Right, like smack down in the ground and slides down. He's holding tight to these jerry cans. And I'm still pulling, running up, but he weighs more. So we both go tumbling down this cut slope.
He was in front of you.
He was behind me. I was running ahead with the rope. Like, I pulled him a bit so he keeps coming. Yeah, he pulls me back. And the dumb mind of a primary kid did not think, let the fuck go. Leave the thing. Let him go. Wah! We all went tumbling down. Yeah, that was
Okay, well, for me, I think I'm...
That was the dumbest.
Me, I'm up sharp. Like... I've never had such a moment. I don't think I've had a damn boy. I've had myself.
Really? Yeah. You've never slammed your finger in the door. So
you hit your finger
towards. Ah, no. Hola. No, but there I was like mob stress, so I don't think it was dumb. Like, I've ever hit my nose with that my car door, and it's because I was looking up, ow, trying to see. I even. You guys, I bled. Like, I just. I just reached work.
How?
No, guys, remember? No.
The nose out and
no, relax. You remember that's the time when I was working two jobs plus going to school last year. So I think I was more stressed that morning. I just reached work. Uh-huh. I parked the car. I was getting my bag from the back seat.
Uh-huh.
I think I was looking up at the entrance. I just pulled the door straight to my nose. I felt like my nose like went sideways.
Hold up.
It started
hold up.
Bleeding. Guys, there was so much blood. I was like, what the actual is this? It was bad, but I don't think it was dumb. It wasn't a dumb one. I think it was just
brutal.
Stress.
It was brutal,
but yeah. So, next question is, which word would you use if you could only use one for the rest of your life?
One word?
Just one word. To get everyone around you to understand probably like what you want to say. Wait, is there an anime
word? I can explain.
Okay.
Bruh. I think about it. And they're like, bruh.
Bruh. One word.
Food.
Food? Like, you explain everything.
Yeah.
Like, to communicate
food,
and what?
Communicate,
I mean, essentially,
like
it comes down
okay,
to me staying alive.
Try to communicate.
Self-preservation is 100.
Food.
Like
that now.
Food. How are you going to starve when you can
don't use any other word except food.
Food.
What are you trying
to do? I want to eat.
No, don't say any other word.
Food.
Okay, let's say you're finished eating and you want to bargain with the border guy. How are you going to do it?
Uh-huh.
You think
I want
boss,
food?
He'll be like, boss, I'm going to get out of and like food. But if he tells me,
but hold on.
And I can't come with you.
No, listen.
Bruh.
I can't.
Bruh.
Listen.
Bruh.
I can't.
Bruh.
No. There is no border guy who knows, bruh. Come on.
No,
but the guy knows, bruh. He will slap you or some shit. When I say food, he will think of food. He needs money to buy food for himself.
The word food.
Food.
For the rest of the podcast.
You can't.
Are you okay?
Food. I'm hungry, as a matter of fact. I am.
Your word is not very
good. There is no smart word, though. There is no smart word.
Let me pick one. I don't know if this is a word.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. H-U-H.
Huh?
Yeah.
No. I think it works.
Huh.
Okay, let's just.
You look at the hot chick.
Right back at you. You've got a border guy. You want to go somewhere. You want to go home. How do you do that?
Ask me like.
Ask a question. Okay, now.
Where are you going, good sir? There is
one word. Uh-huh.
Or
one word.
Huh?
No.
I just used the border.
Okay.
The guy calls you, where are you? And then he's like, hey, carry, I'll follow my.
I think my word would be yo. Like,
yo.
Y-O, I don't know if it counts.
Yeah,
why?
Y-O. Yo.
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 Even when you see a foot falling, yo.
Oh.
See? Works.
The most important word. Let me tell you guys.
Guys, okay. The next question is, would you rather, this is, I think, a question I've always wanted to ask like a bunch of guys.
Okay.
Because, would you rather have intelligence over looks?
Yeah, of course,
yes.
Of course.
Now
let me break it down for you. Let me break it down for you. If I'm intelligent, this is assuming I'm intelligent enough to make money.
No, this is intelligent.
If I have yes, if
general
I'm intelligent, yeah. No, you didn't say general.
No,
General intelligence is something else.
No, this
you're smart.
Would you rather have like intelligence? Okay, like
would you rather be like,
for a guy?
Probably like,
let me tell you, for a guy, you're better off being smart than having good looks.
Yeah, you're better off
actually for chicks.
Yes, for chicks it's the other way around.
Like now, females who you'd want to get to know, would they rather have intelligence or looks? This is like a general question.
Who are going to get to know?
Ooh, that's a good question.
This is like general question.
That's a good
would
question.
Would you rather have intelligence or looks? Because me,
you know how I like to think of it as, you know, when you're okay, this is going to sound very this is not very messed up, but you know, like building a character in a video game, right? You have like points, skill points you can use, right? I would like to think that you can slide the bar to adjust somewhere. Like we don't want extreme 100% appearance and absolutely no brains. You see, like okay, honest to God, I will take how do they call it? Average human intellect with above average appearance. Like, and someone.
The question is making you choose. They want you to choose one thing over the other.
Like your brain dead, man.
Yeah. No, brain dead is bad. That's extreme.
Okay, you're dumb.
Okay, no, like you have to pick a skill. Like the
no, there's nothing like skill. Would you have intelligence?
With above
good
looks.
The intelligence of an S6 kid with extremely above average looks, or horrible looks and the intelligence of Tony Stark. Hey, no, that's too much. That's too much. Tony Stark is too much. And the intelligence of like an above average intelligent guy.
Yes, like if you have brains, you can do stuff. You can do stuff. And if let's say, I'll give an example. You like video games or you like computers or something. Even if you're bad looking, as long as you love your computers and you know how to do that shit, you're happy.
But okay, how about you?
Even if you're bad looking, even if you're disformed,
I'm going to ask another version. I'm going to ask another version of this question that I really that I pointed on. But it seems like you guys are just not answering, and I don't know.
No, me, I want to give a straight up answer. You guys, what was it?
Would you rather have intelligence or good looks? Like in general sense, for yourself, probably
myself.
For your partner, that the partner that you're looking for, that's what you're looking.
Look, it'd be looks. If you've secured your bag. Exactly.
I'm sorry, bro.
If I've secured my let me not, bro. If you have like you're making your money, you're good and you're set. Trust me. I know guys do this whole thing where they get a person they can build with, and that means they've leveled up and they're like, yeah, this person is smart enough for me. But yeah, maybe it's my youth and hubris. Write that down, hubris. Anyway, like
I'm so dumb. What is that?
Fuck you, Ivy. Anyway, so like, I don't know, but for me personally, and I've been making dumb decisions, and I know it's always because of the superficial stuff. So me personally, I would say it would be looks over brains for myself.
So now, an example.
No, I'm just saying, like right now.
If you're looking for a partner, like a female, like okay, like when you're in a bar or something, and you see like a bunch of girls there, or like a bunch of girls join your table. So there's one who has like a lot of chat and like they're like really spitting fat, like their chat is like really amazing and stuff, and you can see that this person is probably bright and stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's another chick, fly as hell. Of course all of them are fly, I believe.
Yeah.
But there's that extra, like she has on eyelashes, like the bro is like proper sleek, she's the makeup is on point, she probably got Nyash! Like everything is like kawa, but she ain't talking, she's just like probably on her phone, like taking like selfies the whole time. What? And then probably like she.
If we reverse the roles, then you want
to. But then there's this other girl, she's like really cool, and like she's talking, and like everyone is having fun, like she's dancing and stuff, and like everything's like fun, and she looks like a fun person. Who would you go for?
Go for in what sense? Like
who?
Get
no, like who would you go and begin flirting with for the night?
I'm telling you, it's looks. Like,
so what?
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't hold it against anything.
For you, go for the other nose.
I'm very superficial.
That's also okay. Let me get someone else with another different point of view.
Yes, let's put it straight. Huh? If you see this hot chick,
on a phone and she's probably taking selfies and whatnot. Yes, you look at the
she's national, like shaking her bum.
Yeah, like you look and you're like, yeah. But like, have you ever met a chick? Party. Have you ever met a chick? You guys connect. You talk about, what is it? Doctor Who. And she has watched all of them. She knows, she has all the books. She knows every detail. Like that universe, she knows it. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Okay. She knows anime. She knows more anime than you.
You guys!
And she's now recommending anime for you. She's smart enough to cook. She's a good cook. And she can grab the controller and take you on. Done. Take your eyelashes and your nails. Hold on. First hold on. First hold on. First hold on.
She asked.
First hold on.
That's why I asked.
Like, who would you, who would you flirt like, with? Like, and probably go home with.
Hold on.
Who
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. First pass. This is what I want. This is.
Here's the difference. I would probably ask the fun one out on a date later on.
But for the time
of that fun, if I'm probably not going to meet any of them ever again, I want to go for the hot chick. But if I want to meet them again in the future, I'll still go for the hot chick, but I'll go on a date with this one too.
No, but you know, there's something.
I would flirt with the intelligent one.
Even if it's just that one.
Because I know that one moment, boom.
That will ruin your life.
It won't ruin your life.
Cry.
I won't cry. Atash is gone forever.
No. Let's first break that down, what you've just said. So you're afraid of what may happen when you talk to someone who you could actually potentially see. Because you're saying she's going to break your heart.
For that one, like you said, if it's one night.
You know, like she's proper cool.
And I'm never going to see them again. Hold on.
Am I
going to ever see any of them again, ever?
Of course, when you get the numbers and stuff, if you flash, you're going to get the numbers.
So you guys are missing the big picture. Why not get both the short term and long term?
But there's also this thing called girl code. Like, for me now, an example of me.
What do you mean girl code?
Listen, I'm giving you an example of myself. Like, if I'm out on the nights with the girls, we're all looking fine, fly, whatnot. And have you guys ever seen me with makeup on? Some of my friends always like having makeup on. So me, I always just go with my bare face, so pretty, but fresh, what? Still. And then I see like a guy flirting with you. And when I see that guy the next time, or like if we hang out the next time, I'm not going to go and get with him. That's a girl code that I have.
The truth is that we are all attracted to attractive people. People who are nice looking. Yes. It's just human nature.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then reality sets in. Because if you're a guy, good looks won't take you so far.
The question is, okay, when should that reality set in? Should it be
from the get go?
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
No, but as
he said to us straight, he was like, bro, I'll go for that fine cheek.
I'm a very shallow man. I like the honest.
Yeah, the truth is, dude, like, if you meet someone, yeah, like, and find she's not that good looking, but if you can connect, if you can sit down and talk for like 4 hours straight,
the
chat, yes.
Let me tell you, for
us men,
first
calm down, us men. We are not. First, calm down. I want to talk to this man. Those things of connecting will come in later. But when you're approaching a girl, you will not sense her intelligence from afar. Listen. No. But this is general. It applies to most men. It applies to most men. Because when a guy is approaching a chick, he will first have to be attracted to the girl.
Yes.
Physically, that's what I'm saying.
Because it's the same, yeah. Class. Like, there's a feature, I'll look at you,
yeah.
I probably look up, or like look down at your feet, see if your shoes are covered, or look up at the face, or then look, mid.
Look where, look. Anyway, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Those intelligence things come in after, you get, for us men, anyway, you understand. But obviously that reality sets in when you want to now have a long life with said person. Yeah, so.
So why were you coming at guys?
No, because, okay, continue.
I'm done, I've finished what I had to say.
Forget what I say.
I am done with what I had to say.
Okay, but for me, I think.
Give us yours, brother. You've not given us your side.
You guys know, like, I overtalk. So I need someone who's able to match, who can either listen
to what, like, and he's always interested in what I'm talking to, or matches the same energy, like the vibe. Eh? So, like, you have to be able to talk. Like, I like open people or people who can listen. So, for me, that means what? Of course, I'm looking at you.
Don't beg, my guy. As long as you don't submit. As long as you don't submit.
Anyway, so for me, of course, it's to do with intelligence. Because I've met a great load of people. 100%. Mm-hmm. They've been good looking people, and they've been normal looking people, and they've been like strange. I'll use that strange. Strange looking people, and from all the whatever is it, the different groups I've mentioned. There's those in each group. There's always been like you find an intelligent, very good looking guy. Like, you guys have a chat. Like, you're talking about, like, you tell him, I watch anime, and he's like, ah, have you watched this one? I'm like, yes. And you're like, oh, this is my husband.
Yeah, but also, that is important. That's important because, yeah, because like, finding like, someone like, with similar interests is like, now for it's a big deal.
But most of the people who have been meeting recently have been calling me a geek because when I'm introducing myself, first thing that I mention is. The job that I do, people always think that's just geek stuff.
Yeah, science. Nerd stuff.
I'm a scientist, I'm a lab technologist. I tell them I'm doing my master. This is like to the paper what I always introduce myself.
Yeah.
This is my job. I'm doing my master's now. Of course, I'm not stopping there. I'm heading straight to the PhD. Mm-hmm. Things that I do for fun. I like going out to the bar. I have this podcast that I host with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah, this one. One of them called me a geek recently. So I don't think that is true. I feel like it's a compliment as such. But then still, I feel like for me, once you get that and you still want to get to know me, this is like a guy who hit me up. Shouts out to you, I won't mention the name. But I don't think he's getting to know me like in that way, but like friendship wise, eh? Like it's intelligence for me. Like you have to be able to understand me because I'm a whole load of things.
No, it's not intelligence. It's
intelligence.
It's similar interests.
But that's intelligence. That's more or less drives to intelligence.
Not exactly. It's the point you made at first as well.
But how do you talk to them? Because there's guys who I know who have watched anime. There's a guy who I know who used to watch anime. I used to think he's intelligent.
Yeah.
He's an engineer. I won't mention what engineer.
You cannot be an engineer and you're not intelligent though.
But
unless you're saying he lacks emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence is among the top tiers of intelligence that you should have to govern the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's what I'd be thinking of. But like, when you look back at like my
The question is just too broad, I guess.
Yeah, that's like, of course, looks always stuff, but that was a younger me. I feel like that was a younger me. I was not thinking.
No, but...
Some things were like, ooh!
Because they look nice.
Probably, that skin looks nice. And like, I have a track record with like brown, light skins.
So they like men, and then they attack men for liking brown.
For liking Nyash.
Actually, for us these days,
that's enough.
We don't even care what you look like.
Hey, we don't care what you. Just have Nyash.
Okay, so I think as we wrap this up, I just want to ask like another question that's going to get us a little bit deep. But what is the greatest risk you have ever taken? Yes.
Greatest risk?
Yes.
It was...
Like, since you were born, like, since 1996, 5, 7, 4,
I think for me it was,
my whole life, escaping from school.
Let me just do betting tuition.
I betted my accommodation money and I won. That is also up there in my life.
Are you from school? This was high school.
Yeah.
My first just heard that story, you guys. How can you just be telling me? Why are you going for like a concert? Why are you going for like a
I've jumped out of school and it was not even a risk. Because what would happen to me? Chibox is what happened. And that was it. It was not that deep.
For me, it was set. I was like, you know what? My dad's going to find out. My mom's going to find out. So whatever. Let me just take the risk. They're tough parents. extremely tough. Like, extremely tough.
Okay, fine.
Biggest risk I've ever taken. I form six back. I wanted a job and everything. My mom was like, try supermarkets and all of that. I go to work waiting tables at Oz. That bar. First night, I'd get my job, I like, start work at 5. So like, I didn't tell my parents I'd gotten a job. I just left the house at 5. I'm outside, I'm working. So you know, it's stretch. It's kind of dark and shady. So I went for the job and everything. Around 7, I'm getting mad phone calls. My mom is calling me like crazy. I'm ignoring her. My big bro calls. So I got home around 3. I knock and my mom is like, I daring you like to out your crib right now, cause what is that? So basically she said that I was, that's why I said it's boring, but cause my mom, they wanted, she was like, you can't work. You can get any job you want, but you can't work in a bar. You can't wait tables. Like, she's hyper religious, so. Basically, she told me, like, my son, we'll put you out to pasture, like, don't play around with this stuff. So it was kind of scary, like, because me, I was like, I'm working, I'm getting my own pesos,
exactly,
but
they were
like, no, they kind of work. But it was kind of a tense moment, risky.
But what is your guys' take on that? Like, you know, some jobs here in Uganda, eh? I don't know what it is. I don't know. We put a bias over them, but when you go outside there, like probably people who like move outside, you see them working, waiting tables in bars.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? Like, should we really be thinking this type of way about some jobs here in Uganda and stuff?
Yeah, I could wait tables as long as they're paying me.
Hey, as long as they're getting some money, whatever money it is.
There's no discrimination. Like, honestly, I've never thought of trying to be like.
But why is it that there's that bias?
These guys who pick junk from different places.
Yeah.
Like a garbage collector. I think that would be a dope job. I feel like I'd enjoy that.
Why is it that there's this bias on such jobs here in Uganda? Because I was saying.
Class.
Like, working.
Levels. There are levels in Uganda. I mean, like. Some jobs are looked at as
stuff really doesn't make any sense to me. And I think that's a point that I picked up from your story, because like
I was thinking I'm being responsible here, but you're treating me like I'm a criminal.
You're limiting
you know, so
you're limiting what risk I can take. I can take risks in life, but you're limiting to what extent the risks can go
basically,
to. But then at the end of the day, like if that risk is what is getting in what I want, like getting me what I want, probably like the job or the exposure that I need. Why would you do that?
I know.
I'm Gabriel. Gabe, what's the biggest risk you've taken to date?
And we're back. Welcome back from that commercial. Our commercial break was proudly sponsored by Kafunda Wine Store and Spirits.
Really? Let me just know that.
Anyways.
all the bugs are now exterminated, so we don't need any fumigation services anymore. You're not bringing. Okay.
Okay. So, I think I was in secondary. Yeah. So there's this girl I kind of liked. And when I say kind of, I mean very much, extremely so.
Yeah, you look like someone who like
I mean,
loves
like, vulgar,
it. Like
vulgar.
Babe, eh?
No, it was like a crush. Just calm down.
No, but no,
this
like even
the situation.
It's a crush. Because the way you've loved me these few years that I've known you is like, now I'm just imagining a babe who you like.
What if I'm just pretending?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, so.
But you guys love me, right? Kalunji and Gabriel.
Why are you fishing for compliments?
No, man,
you just wait.
You must do this shit. Because
I will tell
like,
you if they love
you. You guys, you love me, not so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gab, say it.
Say I love you.
You know I love you.
Okay.
So, Gabby, tell us
that,
please.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a very long time ago, again, secondary, this girl had a very massive crush on. Painful. Ah! And I used to sit very close to her. I hope I'm not giving her too much.
Oh my God.
If you're out there, you know yourself, fuck you. No, I'm kidding.
This is going to be the
happy.
Most promoted episode.
Anyway.
I'm going to do my best.
Yeah. No, but in summary, I liked them and I was like, I psyched myself out for some time. I'm gonna go and tell this chick, she's not ready. What? I first hyped myself mentally. I think a part of me knew, man, this chick is out of your league. First, calm down. I was like, no! I was deluded by the big eyes and the big nyash. I was like, no!
What if you was so I went. Like, good.
And then I went, I waited it out. She was a year ahead of me, so I waited out. I waited outside her class a little bit.
That big girl!
So, I waited there, then they came and I'm like, first wait a bit. Then her friends actually waited and she took like 3 steps towards me. I was like, yeah? So now here I am. Shit, I just remembered another one. You guys are making me unlock memories I buried. The fuck is wrong with you? No!
Of the question!
Okay.
You're
not alone, by the way.
Okay.
Memories have been unlocked also.
So, and they are trying to state my case.
I read that comment. Please get your questions.
People were walking past because I had to go to the side where the girls have thingy from. The school was divided where the girls are from. I had to go all the way that Chitende. I had to go all the way that side and wait. Like a bunch of yellow shirts walking by and you're there and then like you say you like her and all that shit. And then she says no. And then you see it in slow-mo. Like in the anime. All the chatter just goes silent and now suddenly yellow bodies are just walking past you, bumping into you, and then she turns and walks away with her friends chuckling. And then you're there. and the camera pans out.
Seriously,
yeah, she had actually turned.
I thought she was going to walk, stop, turn back, back, then walk up.
No. Wait, so yeah, she did that. Yeah, and then I had to like sit here and I have to endure evening lunchtime sitting next to this chick. Like, constant encounters because she was friends with a few others. And it is fucking painful. You piece of shit!
But that's the way we go, man.
No, that's the happy ending to this. No.
Yes, there's a happy ending. Okay, well, it's a very shallow happy ending. It's not like.
Go for it.
I don't come out looking nice in this, so let's just proceed. I'll get out looking like the nice guy who got hurt.
So. That's a win, man.
When is a win?
The best shot I've ever taken, that I am still taking, is like being like super open with anyone that I meet.
Define open.
Like, I literally tell those people about myself, like 100%, like they get to know 100% of Ivy. First. And no, for some people, it's like it's a risk because you know how people are not good with like some people's personalities and whatnot. So if you're giving you like 100% to someone, like now say an example now in the context of now like a man, I probably want to know me, like know me more. There's some people who are like not okay with like knowing like 100% of you at the first. You're going to tell me. That is you. That's the reason why we're shaking hands here and we're introducing ourselves. You are not introducing ourselves again. Like, it's okay with some people, and like, it may not even be like a relationship with like a male. Like, even like, say, work or something. And like, you're meeting someone for the first time and you're like 100% yourself. That's also not okay for some people. They're like, so I think that's a risk on its own. Because some people are not 100% with people, they want to show people their best side. Me, I show best and worst. Things that I like and don't like in that first get go. Right, as I'm your father, what's up? Yeah, of course, we've got a lot of anime coming out.
Which one are you more excited for?
Guys, when is the Attack on Titan final season? Part 2 coming out?
This year.
Yeah, so yeah, there's that. And we are watching Bleach. So, guys, I can't wait for that. Get ready for that discussion. It's coming up really, really soon.
One Punch Man.
And this is coming out.
Yeah.
How do I not know this?
It's being animated by MAPPA.
I'm not cultured anymore.
You've been busy.
Money.
Yeah.
Can you Google?
I think the anime I'm more excited about is Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jujutsu Kaisen. Those
so
two.
This season is coming out this year.
Yeah.
How about Demon Slayer?
Yeah, even Demon Slayer. Just know this year is going to
But you know how
the graphics too nice. For season 2 were like I was anticipating, but the graphics for this year I'm like really skeptical, but you just never know.
What's your issue with graphics by the way? Animation, what's your
you download like
no, I'm
what are you about animation what what's your issue?
No, I'm just saying like the cover art promoting like the new season and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Like before we had all this very flashy guy, uh-huh. And like that gave me gas, but now
you have an issue with the flashiness show, yeah. Of the
maybe
show.
I'm biased, but I'm excited though still. Gabriel, what do you want to say to Adrian who has missed out on this episode? Do we feel bad for him?
Adrian, I miss you, bro. IVZ are crushing us. We need a co-host. We need someone to save us from her tyranny.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick this guy out of this podcast. I've got two new contenders who seem like they'll be good for the show. So maybe this is the last year hearing of Gabriel on the after show. We'll still record at his place, but and Kafuna Wines and Spirits will still sponsor, but we don't want to know about Gabriel anymore. But it's been great, guys.
Marcus
and David, it's been good having you on this. It's been amazing, and we hope to see you soon. Please like and comment. Give us what you need to know next time we're talking. And yeah, as Adrian says, we're out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.